Top End Travel Expo, thanks to our sponsors, Top End Travel. I tell you what, we're having a great time out here. There's Newton Faulkner. Still to come, we'll hear from Miley Cyrus, something fresh for 2023. It's Greg with you through until midday. One of the many stallholders, and there's like about 80 of them here today at the Pavilion, just at the rear of the Mindle Beach Casino Resort. Free entry, come on in. And in a few minutes' time, we're going to give away about $2,500 worth of prizes in our hourly raffle that everyone has contributed in. And we've got Gary Gallagher from Bombing of Darwin Heritage Tours with us at the moment. G'day, Gaz. Morning. It's a big turnout.
Yeah, sure is, Greg.
It's all right.
Yep.
Hey, tell us a bit about the Bombing of Darwin Heritage Tours you do.
Okay. This is my 15th year, actually. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And basically, I was working there in the mines, and I thought, what can I do that's going to be a little bit easier, time-wise and whatever? And I thought, tourism. Then they were making the movie Australia, and I saw them filming on the wharf. I thought, that Bombing of Darwin. So I went from there, and I looked it up, and went from there.
Okay, so what do you do when someone comes on board?
Okay, I've got a little bus with a wrap around it, and a few planes and bullet holes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And basically, what we do is we go to all the relevant sites around town. And we hop on and off the bus two or three times. We don't just drive past. And and I've got the stories behind what they say.
I'll tell you what, it must have been a lengthy script when you started to write all about it so you could tell tourists and locals alike.
Yeah, it's still evolving.
Yeah?
Yeah, but people tell me stories.
Yeah, and you incorporate those sometimes.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, where are some of those places you do take them that were significant in the bombing of Darwin?
Okay, well, first of all, we go past the oil storage tanks and you know, we talk about them, then onto the wharf, Stokesville Wharf.
Yep.
And from there, back up to where Government House is, and we hop off and look at the plaque and we talk about what happened up there, along the Esplanade, up to Moyerley Point, then up to East Point, and then out to the museum.
And how long does the tour take?
4 hours.
Okay.
It's a morning thing, so back by lunchtime, including the museum.
Fantastic. And how do you get your word out to people in town that who are visiting about your tours?
Marketing's a big thing.
Yeah.
Of course, Tourism Top End are a big help. I'm part of them. And I've my brochures in a lot of places.
In the hotels.
In hotels, and the other thing's word of mouth.
Can you give us a story that you came across about the bombing of Darwin?
Oh, gee.
I know, just one. Just give us
which
one.
Which one do you want? All right, okay. Jimmy Yuen was a Chinese-Australian. Jimmy Yuen, big name, Y-U-E-N, in Darwin. And he was a wharfie, and he got blown into the water. Right? He was clinging to a 44-gallon drum full of oil, and it broke open. He's covered in oil. There was a guy in a tinny picking guys up out of the water to rescue them. John Waldy, his name was. He saved over 100 lives. Anyway, he came across Jimmy Yuen near the wharf, and he's covered in oil, and the other guy on the boat said, hey, there's a Jap, shoot him.
Oh, no.
And this Aussie voice came from the oil, hey, fair go, boys, I'm not a Jap, I'm a Chinaman from Darwin, don't shoot. Oh, sorry, Jimmy, they hauled him aboard. That's a fact.
Oh, look, and I hear the stories too, that when the Darwin was being bombed around Bennett Street, there was a ute which was loading timber. And once the bomb started to hit Darwin, it shot off, but all the timber was starting to fall off the back of the ute, and the guy who was behind him in another vehicle was trying to dodge not just the bombs, but all the timber on the roads. That was as everyone was trying to get out of town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic stories. Yeah. And if people want to find out more, have you got a website?
Yeah, sure do. Bombingofdarwin.com.au. You can go onto that, and you can look my phone number up. They can call me direct, or you can just book direct from the website, which goes through Tourism Top End anyway.
And you'll be here all day as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and they come through and have a chat, and if they want to do a tour, I'll take the name down, I'll pick them up.
Gary Gallagher, thanks very much for joining us from the Bombing of Darwin Tours at Territory FM.